Coach, back-to-back upsets for your team. You took care of Seward County on Saturday. You got a big-time win at home. What'd you like from your unit?
Defense. That sets the tone for everything. Trying to get out on their shooters and trying to take catches away from them and things like that. But, you know, one of my favorite players in the league is one of Coffeyville's players, number 14, Fox. I think she's a heck of a player. We did a good job with her today. We really helped each other big time on the backside lobs and things like that. So I think we frustrated them a little bit.
You jumped that ahead to an 11-point lead in the first. You held them to 1 of 9. What was the game plan going into this one?
You had to make sure you get out on the shooter. I mean, if they get rolling, it's awful tough to beat them, as well coached they are by Tony. So it's really, really be a tough deal.
The team shot the ball phenomenally well early on, specifically the girl to the left of us. We'll hear from them in a moment. Maya Nianto finishes with 20. What'd you like from her game tonight?
You know, I wish I could have got her some more catches, more touches. But she took good shots, on rhythm shots. Didn't force anything, but she had a couple where she had good looks, but she turned it down and we got a better shot. So, I mean, I thought she played extremely well. She played 40 minutes. And Amaya hasn't done that all year long, but our team has kind of stepped up and fought, learned how to fight, learned how to finish. That was a big thing with that 8-game streak we had. We were in every ball game except for Butler here, and that was a travesty. But, every game's a possession ball game, so we just need to learn how to finish. And I think we're still not there yet, but we're getting there.
I did want to ask about that because you lost Honor Ramos Pires and C.C. Dreesen due to foul trouble. You already didn't have Stevie Yancey, so you were down your two primary ball handlers in the fourth quarter, but still found a way to win. What'd you like from your team in the last 5 minutes?
I tell you what, you could not ask for a player to step up better than Boxer Conley. Man, she did a fantastic job controlling the game at the end. She didn't show the ball. She was getting double teamed. She didn't turn it over except for one time. I think that was a reach, and I thought that she actually kicked the ball. So she did a great job. Stepped up 13 and 14 from the free throw line. I know that. So showed a lot of leadership right there.
Big win for your team. You're now 5-1 in your last 6. What's the key to making it 6-1 in your last 7 against Barton?
Well, we had to guard the inside post. They got a good shooter, so we'll have to guard the inside play a lot better than we did the first time. But still, that was a possession game here. Now on the road, you know what? You got to grow up. These babies got to grow up. They want to get up in that top 5 or 6, then we got to win some ball games. Got to steal some games down here.
Thank you, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you, bud.
On the win.
Appreciate you.